This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Downtown Minneapolis, where we're broadcasting live today on What's on Your Mind. Got that youth clinic going on out here, so you got a couple hundred kids that are sitting in the stands right now, getting ready to hit the field, which is kind of fun to watch. Tonight, the Twins play the Boston Red Sox again. It's 6:40 tonight after a win last night. They're fourth in a row, so that was great fun. And we're broadcasting today on What's on Your Mind. Little Trooper Talk action in this hour on the program, plus our Energy Matters segment to wrap up the hour. So if you have any questions or comments for Trooper Wade Cadamus, now is the time to get them in. Let me tell you the various ways you can bring your questions in for us today on Trooper Talk. You can call us, and we love that way the best. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or give us a text at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. We had a call off the air during the break asking a question about our guest yesterday, Pastor John Hagee from Christians United for Israel. Somebody wanted to know where he's speaking, when and where. 7 o'clock tonight at the River of Life Church in Stanley, North Dakota. So, Pastor John Hagee, Christians United for Israel, tonight, 7 p.m., that again at the River of Life Church, which is right on Highway 2, would be on the south side of Highway 2, just, I guess, kind of right when you come into the western edge of Stanley. You really can't miss it there. So, look for the River of Life Church tonight, 7 o'clock, Pastor John Hagee and Stanley. What a very unique opportunity. Very nice. So I hope folks take advantage of seeing him up close. Kind of fun. We found out earlier that the Twins held a clinic in Powers Lake, North Dakota, too. So I love it when things are happening in Powers Lake and Stanley and small towns all across our great state. And for our listeners in North and South Dakota and Minnesota, we appreciate you every day joining us here on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at Action Movers, the best moving company in North Dakota since 1932. A lot of reasons for that. One, they're family owned, they're veteran owned, they're professionally trained, they're background checked. So it is where you get the lowest local move rate, where you get the best rate, whether you're going all across the globe, whether you're going across the state, whether you're going across the country, they got you covered. They're also hiring right now and looking for drivers and packers and movers and warehousemen in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. Probably didn't know this, but there's no experience necessary. Part-time positions, full-time positions. You pass a background check, and if you have a class CDL, you're ready to go. Tremendous opportunities. So call them, 701-566-5532. Just mentioned Scott sent you, 701-566-5532. Without any further ado, let's welcome the trooper.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Tell me, Wade Cadamus, where you've ever had an intro like that, huh? Trooper Talk, welcome. Glad to have you back. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing wonderful today. we have, of course, a great history with these trooper talks where folks can call about anything that they have on their mind for the troopers. Can I do this? Can I do that? What happens in this? Why? Whatever you can think of. Ask the trooper who's here to answer anything. But I wanted to start with what I've noticed, and you're going to give me some statistics to back this up, but anecdotally, a lot of fatalities in the summer of 2022. Where are we at this year versus last year on the traffic fatalities out there?
Well, as of August 27th, and this is just current from DOT, and with them keeping stats here, we're at 61 fatalities across the state. And actually in 2021, we were at 74. So we are a little lower than last year, but 61 is still 61 families and friends of individuals who've passed away on our roadways. So 61 is still a high number, and we want to see that go down.
I look at those reports every time you see one, very detailed, and the one thing I notice that the vast majority of the fatalities are from unrestrained drivers, motorists, meaning they're not buckling up. Is overwhelming a fair number of the fatalities tied to folks that are not wearing a seatbelt?
Yes, I would say overwhelming is an understatement. This year alone, we're at about 64% of individuals that have passed away on our roadways have not been wearing a seatbelt. So, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that a seatbelt's going to definitely save your life. There's so many other dynamics in a crash, but your chances of serious injury or a fatality is greatly reduced if you wear your seatbelt.
This is something that perplexes me to no end, that isn't, just basic, simple math. And look, North Dakota is not a primary seatbelt law state. The law is for you to buckle up, but it's enforced as a secondary enforcement. I have to pull you over for something else in order to be able to cite you for that. But set the law aside and just look at the statistics and say, if I'm wearing my seatbelt, my chances of survival, of being arriving alive, getting to see my family, do I want my loved ones to buckle up or not? I know some people make the argument based on, hey, it's my choice, I'm going to decide, fine. But, your son or daughter in the vehicle, do you want them to buckle up on their way to see you? What comes with the unrestrained often is ejection from the vehicle as well. And that's where the majority of the fatalities happen, by a rollover or whatever. Those two go hand in hand, don't they, Trooper Wade?
Yeah, they do. I mean, if you are in a vehicle unrestrained and your vehicle rolls, you do have that chance of getting ejected. And I've been to a number of scenes where, unfortunately, the individual's underneath the vehicle, or had it been rolled over by the vehicle, after they were ejected.
That does not sound like a fun way to meet your maker by any stretch of the imagination. So I hope folks just think about that a little bit. And again, I'd encourage you just to look at the statistics, look at the news reports on how they happen. It just is, it's real. Any questions, any comments, welcome today for our guest, Wade Cadamus. From the North Dakota Highway Patrol, Trooper Wade is here, and we're going to start with Bob in Wheatland, who has a question ready to go. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, my question is about the new Americans that have their driver's license now in Fargo. My wife and I were on our motorcycle, and there was a couple women driving about 45 on the interstate. I was on 94 going through Fargo, and I was doing about 55, and they were doing 40, 45. All of a sudden, they pulled right in front of me, to where I had to hammer my brakes. I was on the fuel tank. My wife was in my seat. And if I wouldn't have as many miles on a motorcycle, we'd probably been laying on the highway. And then there was another instance when I was in my 18-wheeler going southbound on 29, getting ready to merge onto 94 westbound. That traffic that's coming off, let's say, over 13th Avenue, where they come off there, I seen this car coming, and it was doing, I'd say, about 40, and I knew we were going to roughly meet at that intersection, so I backed off. Well, she came right in front of me, and I had no place to go, and I was right up on her, almost ran over her. So, and then one more question. If you guys come across an illegal in this state, what do you do with them?
Well, if we come across an illegal, our protocol usually is to call Border Patrol. And, you know, talk.
Do you come across very many?
I wouldn't say a whole lot, but, you know, on occasion we do.
Okay. And then the question on how are these new Americans getting their driver's license if they can't even merge onto an interstate?
Well, there is a process that DOT has set up for drivers from other nations that they can obtain a North Dakota's driver's license. So I do believe if you go on DOT's website, there should be some information on how they do that. I guess I'm not fully aware of.
Yeah, but they can't drive. I don't know why they're on our interstate. They can't drive.
A lot of people out there that can't drive that we deal with every day. So,
well, I appreciate the call. Others welcome. 701-258-0550. Sergeant Wade Catamus, Safety and Education Officer, North Dakota Highway Patrol, taking your questions today. And Trooper Talk, get those in. Two more segments to go on What's On Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Let's give Candace Owens a patriotic North Dakota welcome. Thursday, September 15th, is Marka Bench Center. I'd love to see patriots from all over our great state. Come spread the word for this must-see event. Take a drive to the Bismarck Event Center with a group of your friends and family. To learn more about this event, go to freedommattersusa.com. freedommattersusa.com. Again, Thursday, September 15th, Bismarck Event Center. This event is worth the drive. Tickets start at $20 for Candace Owens in Bismarck, September 15th.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear. There are only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free. But that ain't gonna work for me.
I don't wanna live without you. 20 past the hour on what? What's on your mind? Trooper Talk today on the program. Call us at 701-258-0550. Your questions for Sergeant Wade Catermus, North Dakota Highway Patrol today. From the Patriot, from the Freedom Matters USA studios, rather, on What's on Your Mind. And speaking of Patriots, I'd love to see you. From all over our great state, come to see Candace Owens. Give her a patriotic North Dakota welcome. You know, the anti-energy, anti-ag, anti-American, politically correct culture slowly getting a foothold in North Dakota. One of the most influential conservative voices in America today will be at the Bismarck Events Center Thursday, September 15th. Details at freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. All right, let's get back to the calls here. John in Mandan, your comment, question for Sergeant Wade. Go ahead.
Hi, Sergeant Wade. You said 60% of the people were not wearing seatbelts. Of them people, at 60%, what were walking on the highway and riding motorcycles in that 60%?
Those individuals aren't even counted in there, so that's only looking at crashes where seatbelts are eligible or required. So if you have a motorcycle crash or fatality, that number's not counted in with that 60%.
Yeah, but in the year-end totals, you guys include walking fatalities and motorcycles. Why are you not now? And
we are. Currently, there's been 61 fatalities on our roadways, and that does include pedestrians, motorcyclists, anything that occurred on our roadways or our highways that are traffic-related.
But they can't possibly wear a seatbelt, so you're making that number bloated.
No, but again, he's saying this: the percentage of the 64% is only when it's in an instance where you could or you could not wear a seatbelt.
Correct. Those numbers are pulled out of there. So,
I mean, this is not rocket science, John. I look at every one of these reports, and I'm surprised it's not higher.
Oh, I do, too.
So,
but every time they do, they hide that in there. They hide the motorcyclists and the pedestrians that are hit in them.
So we had 42 of those fatalities have been seatbelt eligible. So 27 of them, and this is the current stats from DOT, were not wearing a seatbelt. So, you know, we're not trying to hide any numbers. And like you were saying.
And how many of the fatalities were motorcycles?
Let me ask you this question, John. Do you think in the case of a crash, your chance of survival is better with or without a seatbelt?
Yeah, it depends.
All right.
You know, like a single car rollover, yeah, you got a good chance of surviving, you know, but or not getting ejected, I should say.
Right. So that's what we're talking about here, but I appreciate the call. Troy in Jamestown, let's get to you. What's on your mind today for the trooper?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question's about uncontrolled intersections and right-of-ways. You know, I moved here and I was flabbergasted at the number of uncontrolled intersections across the state. Can you just go over the basic right-of-way guidelines for uncontrolled intersections? Because I know it'll help me know what I don't know. Appreciate it. I'll hang up and listen.
All righty. Well, yeah, if you're approaching an uncontrolled intersection, and so that means there's no yield signs, there's no stop signs, there's no type of traffic control device at that intersection. If you're driving up to the intersection and you meet another vehicle coming to the intersection at the same time, well, the vehicle to your right has the right of way. So, you know, the best advice is to slow down and see what that driver is actually going to do. If you're the vehicle that does have the right of way, still slow down because you never know, that driver might not be paying attention. They may not actually grant you the right of way.
Appreciate the call, though. Thanks for asking. Crosby, North Dakota. Is it Lorraine?
Yeah, Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine. Go ahead.
I have a question. Obviously, I called in. I'm wondering if dash cam video is legal in court, either in defense of a citation or to prove no fault in an accident or something.
So you're saying that if you received a citation and you have video from your own vehicle, can you use that in court?
Either that, either on a citation or like in an accident where you received a citation, but you can show on a dash cam, for example, somebody pulled in front of you and did a brake check or something like that.
Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't use that in court, you know, and that would obviously be up to the courts at the time, you know, when you try and submit it.
That sounds awesome. Thank you for answering my question.
All right, Lorene, thank you for calling and asking. We appreciate it. Let's go to Pura, Minnesota, and Mike has a question or a comment. Go ahead, Mike.
I want to thank the officer there. I want to say that I feel safer on North Dakota highways because you guys are out there. In Minnesota, from Moorhead to Fergus Falls, I have not seen one trooper, not one. But in North Dakota, you guys are out there and you're watching, and I feel safer on your highways, and I want to thank you very much for the job that you guys do. You are awesome.
All right. Appreciate it.
Sergeant Wade Cadamus, Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind, 258-0550 from your 701 line, toll-free anywhere at 800-228-0550. Brian Williston, go ahead for the Trooper.
Hey, I was just kind of wondering, why does North Dakota not have, like, a tarp law for belly dumps, side dumps? You know, they heat them things up with scoria and stuff a lot of times, and you pass them, and it just peppers your vehicle. And most of them have tarps on them anyway, and they just don't use them.
Correct. So you're right. North Dakota doesn't have a per se tarp law, but drivers of vehicles are required to ensure that their load doesn't sift, leak, or, you know, spill out. So it doesn't actually.
Okay, but you guys are on the highway a lot. You can't tell me you haven't passed trucks like that and the wind's blowing and it just peppers your vehicle.
Yes, there's been times where I personally stopped vehicles that where the gravel or something has been flying off the top of it. So, I mean, if you're not going to tarp the load, then you are going to need to not put as much in the vehicle so it's not up over your side rails.
Yeah, but they all do it. I'm just wondering why they wouldn't just pass a law to where they had to tarp it.
That's something you'd have to ask our legislators. That was something that they would have to address.
Oh, okay.
That's where that conversation would start, Brian. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you. Thank you much. I want to get to a few texts here because we got a bunch of those rolling in as well. And not enough time to get in another call right now, but a question from one of the texters wondering what the statistics are for serious injury or death when it comes to wearing or not wearing a helmet. Got some numbers there by chance, Wade?
No, I don't have any of those numbers off the top of my head.
I'm guessing. But I would think wearing or not wearing a helmet, serious injury, that's going to be off the charts, probably well ahead of that 64% number, but interesting question. Other texts coming and calls as well. We're going to put you to the front of the line. If you got a call, text will squeeze in as we can. Trooper Talk with Sergeant Wade Cadamus of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. One more segment to go, so get those questions in next on What's On Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pakistan's planning minister says early estimates show the devastating floods that hit the country have caused the equivalent of at least $10 billion of damage. Pakistan's government also reported one-third of the South Asian nation has been submerged underwater. Pakistan received $1.1 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. ExxonMobil has notified Russian officials it will sue the government unless Moscow allows the company to exit a major oil and gas project it has been working on for decades. A Kremlin decree banning certain transactions through the end of the year has blocked Exxon since early August from transferring ownership and selling its 30% stake in Russia's Far East. NASA's scrubbed Artemis 1 moon launch may try again on Friday. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Not far away. PetroServe USA awaits. That's what's for lunch today. Cafe USA, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie off I-94, exit 292 in Valley City today. Salisbury Steak and Harwood, meatloaf or chip beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, chip beef in Glendon, mac and beef on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, good. You tell them Scott sent you. Had a few folks follow up on the question we had earlier about new Americans and driver's licenses. And one of the questions is there a driving test for new Americans? So if they were licensed in another country, but they're asking for a license in the United States, is there a driver's test for them, Sergeant Wade?
Looking that up, too. It shows that they do have to go through the process of taking the knowledge test and the driving test as well. So,
got it. So they're just like a teenage driver would, same kind of thing, where you first-time driver, you'd have to go through the same process.
Pretty much the same process. You know, it could be different a
test.
Little different.
Sure.
But I just have to double-check with DOT. But I know there is a process that they do have to go through, so...
Questions or comments for the trooper, welcome today. It's 701-258-0550. Let me go through a few texts here as well. When are they going to start enforcing illegal lane changes, crossing multiple lanes, turning from the wrong lane, etc.? And let me piggyback on that with another one that I saw here a little later on related to when is it illegal to cross the passing lane?
What do you mean by the passing lane? Crossing.
I don't know what they mean there. Is it illegal to cross highway center line if no other vehicles are on the road?
On a two-lane roadway, I'm just curious. Yeah, if you're driving down the road and you're on a two-lane road and you're just crossing over the center line just to cross over it, I mean, you need to maintain your lane. The only way you should be crossing over that center line is if you're passing and it allows.
And the original question, when are they going to start enforcing illegal lane changes, crossing multiple lanes, turning from wrong lane?
Well, I would hope troopers are enforcing that, you know, if they do see it or come across it while they're on the roadway or any other law enforcement. So, I mean, that is something that can be enforced. How often is it enforced? You know, I'm not sure it has to happen in front of the officers for it to even be enforced.
Another listener wants to know, I work for a farmer in Linton and drive to Richardson hauling corn. Do I need a CDL for that or not?
No, as long as you have a valid Class D license, you'll be okay and you cannot pull doubles, so you can only have a single trailer.
Another CDL question from Ray in Newtown. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, I was wondering, I've got a CDL, and I've probably got over 3 million miles on me driving semi in that. And I used to drive firefighters out west with my brother when they're on the reservation here. They had a forest fire crews that went out and hauled them. When I got on the compound firefighting, CDL overruled everything. That was the best license you could have, even driving a bus. Now, we've got a Legion bus here, and I was going to drive that, and I was studying to get a bus endorsement, and then now they say you have to pay for a class plus the regular bus endorsement test. And I was wondering how come all these regulations, when I used to be the best thing you could ever get, I never have had an accident, so I was wondering how come all these regulations all of a sudden.
Well, that mandatory testing for CDL drivers or classroom portion, that just came out here, I think, at the end of 2021. It was in the process for several years, and the final date was towards the end of, I believe it was 2021, where they were starting to require that. So, yeah, if anybody goes to get a CDL right now, they do have to take some driver's training prior to getting it.
I'm not talking about CDL. I've got the CDL. I'm talking about the bus endorsement and that on top of it. It used to be the CDL, and they didn't have to have any endorsement. But, you know, all these regulations and that, and they can't find bus drivers now for the schools, and it's a bureaucratic, I thought there's no end to all this stuff. One other thing about our Legion bus, it used to get about six passengers. I think it's about 14 passenger bus, probably 12. And is there a size of the bus that you have to have that bus endorsement, or?
Well, actually,
it only has a few passengers.
If the bus carries less than 16 passengers, including the driver, then you wouldn't need a CDL at all for it.
Or a bus endorsement,
that's
obviously.
Or a bus endorsement. Yeah, the endorsement's only required if that vehicle requires a CDL.
But is the CDL, I think what Ray is saying is the CDL used to be the, you know, that's all you needed. Do you still need a CDL and a bus endorsement if you have over 16 passengers?
Yes. Correct. You need the passenger endorsement.
Yeah. But, I mean, is that 16, you said, or 6?
16.
16 passengers.
Yeah. Yep. So under 16, you don't even need a CDL, Ray, under 16.
Yeah, right. I understand that. I understand. Okay. Well, then I guess I'm safe. I guess their insurance will cover me then.
You can drive that Legion ball by a bus. That's for sure. Thank you, Ray. Glad you called.
Yes, you bet.
Appreciate it. Bruce and Fargo, question for Sergeant Wade, Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a question kind of on a lighter note, but I don't know if you're familiar with Cannonball Runs. Every so few many years, the team of people, they try to go from coast to coast. And I believe the last time they did pass through North Dakota. Average speed was about 103 miles an hour through the whole duration. And have you ever come across anything like that? And if you did, I can't imagine the paperwork. Because there's a whole team of people involved in these. They got scout cars, thermal imaging cameras looking for patrol cars sitting on the side of the road. And I was just wondering if you ever encountered anything like that or ever heard of any stories.
No, I haven't encountered anything like that personally, and I don't know if I've heard of any stories either. I mean, I've heard of the group, but just I haven't seen them come through North Dakota.
Okay, because there was one, I think the last time they did, they're doing everything in secrecy, so, and they've got this real spiced up Mercedes-Benz with fuel cells in it, and I don't know, it's just kind of interesting, so... It's
like
illegal, I guess, with all the surveillance vehicles and stuff, you know, other than the speeding car.
Did you ask if it was illegal for the surveillance?
Yeah, for the scout cars and stuff that are looking for patrol cars and stuff.
Sounds like somebody's running drugs to me. I mean, we know that a lot of drug runners will do that as well. They'll have scout cars out there. Looking for law enforcement, I guess there's nothing illegal about a scout car, but it just doesn't sound safe to me what they're doing in the first place. So,
Bruce, thanks for the call. There was a movie about that. Remember Burt Reynolds and Cannonball?
Yeah, a long time ago,
I'm dating myself, but James and Cavalier, go ahead for Trooper Talk. You're next.
Quick question for you. Is there anything against the law to, like, a minor, say someone 10 years old, driving on private property on a farm?
No.
Okay.
You know, as long as they're not on
public property. I'm a firm believer in teaching them how to, teaching them young, you know, so when they do get the driver's ed, they know the feel of a vehicle. And, I mean, I learned how to drive when I was 9 years old, and I've never had an accident, and I have a perfect driving record. And I know a lot of these kids, they don't have the opportunity to be on private property or on a farm like that to learn how to drive. And when they get into driver's ed, it's white knuckles for them, you know.
Yeah.
And another thing is, what is the legal age now for North Dakota driving now for children? Or not children, well, they're still children. When they're 14, you're still a child. But is it 14 for a permit now, or is it 15 for a permit? And when can you legally drive as a minor?
Yes, you can get your permit when you're 15. There might be some exemptions for farm kids, but then you can obtain your driver's license when you are 16. So,
okay, it's 16 now.
Yep. So if you're 14 and you do obtain a permit, then, you know, you do have some graduated driver's license things that would apply to you. But then at 16, you can get your actual driver's license.
Appreciate the call.
I know back when it was 14 at one time, but it's 16 now to drive on your own.
Correct.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it. A texter says, recently the accidents have involved vehicles crossing the roadway center line and causing a head-on collision. What is the reason for this? Are autopsies performed? Is it carelessness? Is it texting? Is it a heart attack or some medical situation? Seems like a trend is developing.
A trend for head-on crashes? Is that what you said? You were
breaking
up there.
Yep.
You know, it varies. It just depends on the individual and what they're doing. I mean, head-on crashes can be caused from distracted driving, impaired drivers. You know, I think those two are probably going to be your two leading reasons on why that happens. A lot of times weather might have to do with it. If, you know, you have low visibility, a driver might lose their place on the roadway and drift over to the other side. That causes a head-on crash. So, you know, there could be various different things that could cause that.
Last one, squeeze this in quickly. Has there been a noticeable decline in the experience level of over-the-road truck drivers, Wade?
I guess not that I've noticed. You know, I just think overall, truck drivers are hard to come by. And, you know, I know of that driver shortage that's out there, so.
That would seem to track, you know.
Yeah.
Something similar. All right, anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
No, just ask everybody if you get behind the wheel today to do what you're supposed to do, pay attention to your driving, and to make sure everybody in your vehicle is wearing a seatbelt.
All right, folks, and don't forget, you know, wearing a seatbelt also protects you against an irresponsible driver as well. So it's a good little insurance policy, that's for sure. And the stats don't lie. They don't. It makes a difference. Wade Catermas, Sergeant, North Dakota Highway Patrol Safety and Education Officer. Always appreciate these Trooper Talks. Thanks, Wade.
Yep.
Thanks for the calls, questions, comments, texts. A lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Final segment of What's on Your Mind, live from Target Field, downtown Minneapolis today on What's on Your Mind. When we come back, our Energy Matters segment. Don't go away.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th, presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
When it comes to your next ag project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, where on most new GMCs and Buicks, they are offering 0% APR for 36 months to well-qualified buyers. So think about free money. And there are new GMCs and new Buicks arriving daily, but you've got to get your name on them. Plus, the certified pre-owned inventory is fantastic. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com, SchwannBuickGMC.com, or call them 701-214-6372 for more information.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, by the way, mark this on your calendar, September 15th. It's a Thursday night. Bismarck, North Dakota, Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota. That's right. Worth the drive wherever you're coming from to check out Candace Owens. She'll be in Bismarck, 15th, one of the nation's leading conservative voices, 15th of September. All the details are at freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. Time for our Energy Matters segment, brought to you by the Lignite Energy Council. We're joined today by Representative Jordan Rasmussen. He is a Republican serving the Fergus Falls area in the state legislature in Minnesota. Representative Rasmussen, welcome to Energy Matters. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate that very much. So you've got an election coming up, and when we look at choices in an election as they pertain to energy, what advice do you have for us for 2022?
Well, Scott, and just for context for your listeners, I'm running for the state senate in West Central Minnesota, live in Fergus Falls with my wife, Emma. And a big issue when it comes to energy is going to be grid stability. As we've heard, this is a major issue that is only getting worse every single day. Experts in our region have been sounding the alarm and have a pretty bleak outlook on our nation's ability to transmit power. And so it's really up to policymakers in North Dakota, Minnesota, and our region to create a framework that ensures stability and reliability. And when I'm out talking to constituents out door knocking, they want electricity, they want energy that is reliable and affordable. So I think we have to be looking to policies that are going to promote more reliability and affordability in the future.
How's the report card for the legislature on those points so far?
Unfortunately, Scott, here in Minnesota, we have some work to do. Our governor and Democrats in the legislature have been long pushing to increase mandates and to increase taxes on energy here in Minnesota. And especially with our state's massive surplus, I think we have to be looking at permanent tax relief for Minnesotans to help them deal with the inflation that's the result of excessive government spending, both at the state level and especially out of Washington. And so one of my big priorities, one of the priorities of Republicans here in Minnesota is to enact permanent tax relief with our budget surplus if Minnesotans give us that ability in the elections in November.
Talk a little bit about what 2023 holds for affordable, reliable electricity in Minnesota.
So one of the interesting, projects that we'll continue to be looking at both here locally and across the state has been carbon capture. In Fergus Falls, Summit Carbon Solutions has a proposed connection that would run from the Green Plains ethanol plant here in Fergus Falls. And so that's something that Minnesota will be taking a look at, that the legislature will be taking a look at from an energy perspective. But I think when we get back to the affordability, reliability piece, we have to look at the mandates that have been put on the energy sector. When we look at Governor Walz pushing his California CARS standards and other standards that would add costs to transportation here in Minnesota, when we look at what his appointees have done in terms of pushing more mandates onto utilities that end up passing those costs along to consumers. And we just have to make sure that we're getting a good return on our investment here in Minnesota for consumers so that we're not driving our electricity rates higher than they need to be. Minnesota used to have below average national rates, and now we're well above average. And so that's something that we need to be focused on if we're going to be able to attract businesses and families here in Minnesota.
I have less than a minute left, but I'm curious if you think there's more things in the way of partnership opportunities between Minnesota and North Dakota on energy policy that could be done.
Yes, I've really appreciated Governor Burgum's vision for energy for the state of North Dakota and what that means for the region. I think grid stability has to be a priority, and making sure that folks here in Minnesota understand that a lot of our energy is coming from North Dakota and that we have to take a regional perspective when it comes to setting policy. And so look forward to working with Governor Burgum and elected officials in North Dakota to make sure that we're able to think about thoughtful policy as a region.
We talk a lot about identifying candidates, supporting candidates that are going to go out there and be in a battle, and certainly the Minnesota Senate is a battleground on all these fronts. So this is a fellow that's worthy of your support, Representative Jordan Rasmussen, candidate for Senate as well, Republican in Fergus Falls. Thanks for the time today, and wish you well. Look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you, Scott.
Great conversation. Appreciate those conversations a lot. You started by talking about on the ballot is really grid stability. And I think we need to think about that a lot more. We take it for granted in North Dakota because there's so many of us that think the way we do about the challenges to grid stability. But a place like Minnesota, they don't. they don't think about it, and they ought to think about it, because the policies of the Minnesota legislature, of in this case the governor, they make the grid less stable. That's life or death in a hot summer and a cold winter, no doubt about it. That's why we do the Energy Matters segment on What's On Your Mind. Hey, folks, thanks for weighing in on Twins baseball and how to get more people in the seats, and Trooper Talk today and all the great conversation from Target Field in downtown Minneapolis. That's a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.